This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I never realized how much I wanted to be a part of something until I actually became part of it this past weekend. And this was all due to an invitation I received nearly six years ago from a guy. I called him one time. I said, would you sponsor the show? He just said, sure. I didn't have to sell him or nothing. And he did. And since then, he's come on the show numerous times. He's collaborated with me. He's been a font of information. And now I am part of, you know, a part of the legacy that he will, you know, that he has created out of his school, Tactical Response. We're joined by the MF CEO of Tactical Response, James Yeager. Good evening.
It's like you were just here.
Yeah, I know. Which that's about, you know, maybe 48 hours ago. Yeah, yeah. It was just here, just there, hanging out with Mr. Yeager. Now, you started Tactical Response in 1996, and one question I've been dying to ask you is that fighting pistol, how much has it evolved over years, over time?
Well, I have a short answer and a long answer.
Very good.
It has always been about gunfighting and never about shooting.
Right.
So that is the constant that has remained these 22 years. The big picture stuff about the fight is still there. Getting off line of attack and knowing what's going on around you and being aggressively ending the fight. All that stuff unchanged. Subtle things. Like exactly how we teach, for instance, manipulating your gun. Like a lot of people, like I've been to schools that had three daylight malfunction clearing techniques and three low light. So it's six different techniques. And as you know, I believe that the absolute mastery of the subject is simplification. And
right.
So our weapon handling is if a tap rack doesn't fix it, reload it because it's empty. Because the only thing it could be is a type 3 or empty. Statistical probabilities, unless you're shooting a 1911, is that it's empty. And you clear a type 3 the same way you reload a gun. You rip the mag out, you jam another one in there, and you run the slide. Now, some of your listeners are going, oh, that's not what I was taught. I was taught lock, rip, rack, replace. That is not necessary. It's a wives' tale, unless you're shooting an antique pistol. You're shooting a modern pistol, ripping the mag out and inserting another one will fix a type 3 malfunction.
Now, I noticed that and that's the thing. The malfunction clearing and everything is basically the same posture as the top off.
Everything, yeah. Commonality. If your hand smacks the bottom of the gun, whether that's a reload or malfunction, or whatever the case may be, it should instantly go to the slide, pull on that thing, and let it go.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is reduce your decision-making. Because if your thinking brain that you are using right now has $100 worth of thought process, well, your caveman brain has got $10 worth, the brain that we revert to under adrenaline. And so I tell people, do you want to spend $10 remembering how to run your gun, or do you want to spend 25 cents running your gun and $9.75 trying to figure out how to win this fight?
Okay. And that's the simplicity of everything that you do is everything that you teach. The other thing that really impressed me, and I told you this when I saw you, was that I've been to a few classes where, you know, technique, the basic technique was the same, but when you look at the instructors, they would have their sort of their own take on it.
Nope.
And your instructors all do it the same way they wanted us to do it.
The exact same way. I can explain that to you.
Sure.
Because they are all self-confident. And so they don't have to undermine the curriculum. because they are self-confident people. Now, the other reason is because over the years, they have helped build the curriculum. Like, Jay Gibson's been with me the longest of any of the current guys. He's been with me for 13 years. So Jay has invested himself in that curriculum just like I have. So when he's teaching it, he's teaching his curriculum too. So it matters to him how it is delivered. And I assure you that we have had constant meetings over the years. There is not a word used during that class, like during the teaching parts of that class, that we haven't talked about, discussed, threw back and forth, beta tested, and tried and retried to make sure it was the right word to use when we were talking about that thing. And so we have ultimately refined that class.
The other thing that I noticed, and James explained this to me, in Tennessee, you guys have a permit to carry, and I guess it's up to you how you carry it, but Tactical Response recommends concealed carry. And every one of your instructors that I saw were inside the waistband.
Well, the reason you knew that is because when we teach, I have the guys tuck their instructor shirts in, but still carry their guns the way they carry their guns. But if you went to dinner with them, you noticed that they had their guns covered up.
Right.
They would just pull their shirt tails out or whatever.
One thing I wanted to ask you, though, is they were all wearing, it seemed like they were all wearing some sort of an inside-the-waistband holster that was really easy to reholster into.
Uh-huh.
Who makes that?
NSR Tactical is what most of the guys wear. As far as I know, but if they're not wearing that, most likely wearing something from Green Force Tactical. But NSR Tactical is they actually, if you go to nsrtactical.com and type in Jaeger, but I have a complete line of accessories that I wear every day that he has replicated for folks that want to see it or buy it.
Yeah, I want you to know that since when I saw James the other day, I had ruined everything I wore to class. So, I mean, everything with belt loops on it was just filthy, and I wasn't going to wear it out. So I'm wearing gym shorts, and I said, James, how do you conceal a gun when you're wearing gym shorts? And James just looked at me and said, I don't go out wearing gym shorts, Bill.
What I said was, I'm a grown man.
Grown man. Yeah, I know. I know what you said. And, since I have been back, I have been adhering to this thing.
You were told that you don't get any days off. And
that's
you
right.
took a day off. You took a day off the day after class.
I know.
Okay.
But,
well, it makes me think that you need to do the class again.
Well,
maybe you didn't hear.
I got no aversions to taking a class again. Trust me on that one. Although I want to talk to you about the value of the class when we get back, because for me, I learned some things that I learned the inconvenient things, you know, and I think those are the most important things to learn, because like I saw some people out there, I saw the young fellows that still had the good joints. Those guys could twist themselves into pretzels and get down behind the smallest cover and be just coiled up and ready to go. And then people like me, of course, you know, joints messed up, age,
well, your
being
joints are
fat.
Your joints are messed up because you're 75 pounds overweight.
That's
you
right.
You can fix that.
I just told
that.
You. I just said fat. I just said fat. So
you can fix that.
I am working on that.
Like complaining about your joints being bad is like piling 10,000 pounds of lumber at Lowe's on top of your Pinto and driving it away and the axle's breaking.
Listen, don't shortchange my Pinto. You might be surprised by my Pinto. What I'm saying is that it revealed to me these shortcomings, and I think that's very important in any student's evolution, if you will, being exposed to those kinds of truths. Now, for those of you that may be looking at a class, you should be looking at training really hard, because training overcomes all. And your first takeoff, the best takeoff you could try would be Tactical Response. TacticalResponse.com. You would contact a very nice lady named Marilyn, who has her own parking space, probably the only one there that has one, right?
Yep.
She has her own parking space, and she will take care of you, and there's all kind of accommodations waiting for you in Camden, because Tactical Response is sort of a big, big citizen in Camden, Tennessee. We'll be right back. We're talking to James Jaeger from Tactical Response. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am joined this evening by the MF CEO, and I have to go by that just because I am ruled by the FCC, but he is the man at the founder, the main dog, the big dog at Tactical Response, and this is James Yeager.
Hey, Bill, if I could interrupt you. Yes. You know, AR500 Armor, one of your sponsors. Man, I just want to tell everybody listening that I use that stuff. It's great. It's my recommended go-to armor, and they're good dudes. They're also Capture Response alumni, and I just wanted to tell everybody listening that they're just not some other channel sponsor for you. They're actually great people.
Yeah, Tyler started sponsor. He sponsored me the first time when first time I called him. He was cutting steel in his garage.
Yeah.
6 years ago, and now they are where they are at, and yes, they have a very close affiliation with Tactical Response. I've been aware of that for a long time. I know you've tested and run their stuff, and I can't think of any better endorsement than the people at Tactical Response running AR-500 armor. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now, your first thing on your checklist that you're required to bring to a fighting pistol class, and I suspect any class that you teach, is an open mind.
Yep.
And with that, I decided to completely disavow everything that I ever knew about guns, besides, certain basics. I didn't want to take it back to, being ignorant or anything. But my limitations and the fact that I didn't quit, that was a source of pride with me, because I haven't trained in that kind of an environment in a bit. It's the first time I've done it post heart attack. So
for the listeners, Bill's not making it up. It was really hot and super humid, and there was more than one heat casualty that day.
Yeah. Although I wasn't really a heat casualty, I think I was going to be.
That's my point. You weren't. There were heat casualties that day.
Yeah, it was really hot, and the range by necessity is out in the opens, because we got to be out there out in the open. I was going to joke with you and say maybe you should make like a big gigantic big indoor Astrodome, but I just figured what's the point? What's the point of that? What was the point of that? So getting out there and dealing with the limitations and everything, and learning about the limitations. How many people come to you and tell you, that changed my whole perception of what I was as far as being able to defend myself?
The most common word that women use is empowering. The most common word the phrase that men use is something to the effect of, I did not realize how much I didn't know.
Right. I can believe it. I can believe it. But, everybody there. The cadre is, your cadre is great. And for those of you that might be out there, if you listen to them at first blush, you might think there's a lot of swagger and everything, but this is what they're teaching somebody to do. And they got to cram it into 16 hours they're doing something that when I was in the military, they got 8 weeks to try to do to us.
Yep.
And, for me, it was like being back in the military. Don Numbers is hilarious. I love watching him going up and down the line. It just cracks me up. And why do they call Jay the nightmare? Because he's the quietest guy I've ever seen.
Well, I can tell you the story if you like. It's not that long.
Well, as long as there's no cuss words in it.
No. So we were in Vegas for SHOT Show.
Sure.
We were going, the guys were going to this particular club. There was a very long line. Mm-hmm. The guy that was with us, a Special Forces soldier, went up to the front of the line and told the usher that, we had Jay the Nightmare Gibson MMA champion with us.
Right.
And so everybody in that bar thought Jay was this MMA champion called the Nightmare. And that's where it came from. And they let us right in. They got us right to the front of the line and put us right in.
Yeah, Vegas is a big MMA town, isn't it?
Well, not that night.
Yeah. Jay, now, the thing I like about Jay is Jay's 50 years old. And Jay is, he seems impervious to pain, because he was wearing shorts and he was getting out there hitting the deck knees first and everything. So watching him, I'm like, okay, I can get back to that. I was there one time. I can get back to that pretty easy. He's where I wasn't as bulky as he's now, because he's pretty broad. But I looked a little bit more like Jay when I was closer to his age than I do now, 7 years later. So
Jay was the first person I saw when I walked out of the Baghdad airport. And he will tell you he didn't like me much at first. He probably still doesn't. But we kept being on the same side of the team arguments. And so it was a friendship by necessity.
Right. But the cadre there is what they're doing is if you put aside that prejudice you may come into the class with, that just opens everything up. But I mean, the biggest thing I learned there was simplicity. It reinforced my whole idea about there's no such thing as a fair fight. I've never thought there was any such thing as a fair fight. And, you know, my limitations now versus, you know, a few years back, pre-heart attack, pre-obesity. So, you know, now I know where I got to go.
I'll take you heart attack and obese and trained over the precondition.
Yeah, I'm glad I went to that, but I mean, now I have a goal because I want to come back and do that again and see how easy I can make it this time.
Well, then plan on next June. You got a year.
No, I'm not. It's not going to be next June. It may be. It's either going to be earlier or it's going to be a little later in the fall. But
then it's not the test. The test won't be the same.
Well, I need to make it shorter then.
Okay.
I need to make it shorter. It'll be quite the thing. Now, we're coming up on the break, but when we get back, and I don't want you to give anything away that you don't want to give away, okay? But I want to talk about the lecture, which, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, you know, somebody says, okay, tomorrow morning you're going to be here in the morning and you're going to have a 3-hour lecture. And, I've always found Mr. Yeager to be very entertaining, but it was 3 hours. But the lecture is gripping. And it, all the loose ends, if you have any loose ends after day one, the lecture ties all of that together. And when you got done and they let us go and let us head to the range, I was sort of eager. Let me go and let me get out there on the range.
All right.
So, I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about what this means for somebody when they go through the course and they finish the course and they become an alumnus. Of tactical response. James and I shot video, and I was like, well, I'm an alumni now, and he corrected me really quick. So not only am I trained, but I also have a finer understanding of certain words in the English language. Thank you, Mr. Yeager.
Ask me why I did the lecture the day two. Ask me that. No, why? When we get back from the break.
Okay, we will do that. Tacticalresponse.com. Go check out the schedule. If you haven't been, sign up for Fighting Pistol. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge approved the $85 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner today. What does this merger mean for you? Monica Mejeda is with Seventh Capital. She explains what we could see moving forward.
What you really have to note is now you have a large distribution player, which is AT&T. That's how you get your content, right? Wireless phones, maybe how you get your internet at home. Now they're going to have the opportunity to control content. And as technology changes, one of the biggest things that's on the cusp for wireless is 5G. So this ability to make your phone and the internet on your phone go as fast as the internet that you get at home. As soon as that happens, it changes everything.
President Trump is currently en route to Hawaii after leaving Singapore this morning. President is set to arrive around 9:50 Eastern time tonight and then arrive back at the White House tomorrow morning at 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with the MF CEO of Tactical Response, James Yeager, and we were getting to the part of the lecture, which is a very important part, but he brought up something that I had not thought about yet by saying, ask him why we save the lecture till day two. Why, James, do we save the lecture till day two?
Because day one, everybody thinks the class is about shooting, and nobody will sit still and listen. I mean, I used to try to do it day one, but I got enough of the enough talk. Let's go shoot. And so,
really? Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so, what I figured was take you out there day one, have you shoot about 500 rounds through your gun, get you tired. Get you sore, get up the next day, you know, a little squeaky when you get up.
Yep.
And now the thought of sitting down and easing into the day is a little bit more palatable. And so what I have found is I got to go out in day one and let you make a few mistakes.
Right.
And then day two, you are far more receptive to the information because now you go, oh, that's why. And so I just found that that is the best recipe for that class.
Yeah, and I see the thought process that went behind that. Now, you make mention of the three phases of after a gunfight, or the three phases of using a gun in self-defense.
The gunfight, the legal fight, and the emotional fight.
And Tactical Response is, once you become a student and then graduate of Tactical Response and an alumnus of Tactical Response, that opens the door for a whole lot of things for that alumnus if that occurs to them, doesn't it?
It depends on them and depends on exactly what you're talking about. But, we have a very tight-knit group of alumni that really help each other.
Well, I mean, you make recommendations of the Armed Citizens Defense Network, which is a very good idea to be a member of, because the first thing that Jay was talking about as far as the part of the legal fight is to have a lawyer prior to using your gun.
Right. And not just any lawyer. not the family attorney that does wills and deeds. You gotta have a criminal defense attorney, like a right. good one.
Right. So that part of it, and the other part of it that impressed me though was you were talking. Now, how many students have you had that have been in gunfights?
49.
49. Okay. And of those, all but one survived it, right?
Oh no, we've never had a student lose a gunfight.
That actually.
Now, what you're talking about is I had a student who, like you, took the class and then didn't carry a gun. And he was shot. That's wow. not a gunfight.
Yeah.
That's not a gunfight. That's called a shooting.
Yeah.
And in a shooting, there's only one gun. So basically, I'm 49, 0, and 1. One
right.
forfeit. Yeah. That's not on me. He chose not to carry his gun.
Trust me.
And he was murdered in front of his 4-year-old daughter and his sister.
On a boat dock, right?
Yep.
Yep. You will never.
Case of mistaken identity.
Right, but you'll never catch me in that predicament again.
What I'd rather you say is, I will never be in that predicament.
I will never be in that predicament.
Because you could do stuff and me not catch you.
No. The one thing I have to say about you that has been a constant throughout the time I've known you is that you have never told me anything that did not prove to be true.
Well, give me time.
No. Well, if you do, it's not going to be because you withheld something or you were misleading. You might not know something, but you have never proven, you've never told me anything that proved not to be true. So, I mean, I am a convert. You have gotten through my, you have beat back the caveman brain that was getting in the way and you have you've changed.
All I'm saying is I've heard a lot of stories recounted over the years.
Right.
Never in any of those stories has anybody ever uttered anything that sounded like, and that was why I was glad I didn't have my gun.
Yeah. Tell me about the rule of threes. Where did that come from?
It is just a general way to look at stuff. The rule of threes is gunfights typically are about 3 seconds. They're about 3 rounds fired, and they're about 3 feet away. And that's, I make a couple of points there. Number one, 3 feet. And I asked students, why is it 3 feet? And the reality is because they can't take your wallet or rape you from across the parking lot.
Right.
And as far as the 3 shots, I tell my students, nobody said you got to fire any of them. I just said there would be 3 shots fired.
Right.
And then the 3 seconds is for them to understand how quickly that can happen. And it can certainly happen in less than 3 seconds, but the rule of threes is just a tongue-in-cheek way to kind of make people understand it's close, it's fast, and it's violent.
Now, all of this stuff, is this all part of, now you have a background in law enforcement and you train, I mean, there was just about a sheriff's department there training with us in a fighting pistol, from Arkansas that was there.
I've trained a bunch of those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. I hear you. And in your lecture that you give, which by the way, we watched a recorded lecture, which I want you to tell in a minute why you would do it. Even you would play the recorded one, even if you were there, simply because of the point it makes. You constantly talk to cops and you actually point things out that they don't know about their job and what they may be facing. So, is when you get out there and is part of the knowledge that you're giving, is this off of your students that have actually been involved in self-defense shootings, or
it's everything. It's been my entire life's study, all of this stuff.
Right.
Whereas like a Navy SEAL or a Delta Force guy, Special Forces guy might, be they're close with, and destroy the enemy in foreign countries and stuff like that. My life study has been here in the U.S. concealed carry, or police officer, but concealed carry with a handgun defending people's lives. And so I have compiled tons of data from the New York Police Department's SOP-9 to the FBI Uniform Crime Report to my student shooting, my own experiences, and just the volumes of books I've read and people I've interviewed just to it's been in my life study. Everything I, if you spend as much time in a college class as I have doing this, you'd have several master's degrees.
Yeah, that's the thing I was wondering about, because the knowledge part and all the other stuff that you and the way James explains it in the lecture is partially, I think you use just enough humor to keep everybody's attention, which if you figure that out for yourself,
that's not what it's for.
Okay,
I talk about some really heavy stuff in that lecture, and I've got to punctuate it with laughter, and I learned how to do that. I learned how to do that as a cop.
Well, however you learned it, whatever your thought process was, it may be the 3-hour lecture is worth traveling to Camden for. In my opinion, simply because of the eye opening it will give you regarding certain things. I've been in this a little bit, and I've been in the military, and I'm a little older than you, and I'm older than Jay, and I've been in the world a little bit, and there were some things there that I had never considered in that context. So that was
But you just made my point. You talk about being in the military. That's got nothing to do with carrying a gun concealed inside the border of the United States.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's right. Not a thing. Just means that at one time I wore the same clothes as everybody where I was working.
Just like my instructors.
There you go. TacticalResponse.com. That's where you would go to sign up for a class, and I heartily recommend it. And, I'll be taking another one here very soon. My guest right here is James Yeager. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to the MF CEO of Tactical Response, and that is James Yeager. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think I'm about 16 hours away from this because I think I'm going to redo Fighting Pistol. But is there any way to tell me about Advanced Fighting Pistol?
Yeah, I mean, I can just. In general, so you noticed in Fighting Pistol, after it was over with, you should have noticed that it's a very much in order building blocks
right.
with a culmination at the end.
Right.
And if I could, I would tell you that Advanced Fighting Pistol, so, okay, let me kind of start over. How I did all this was I started a list of everything I thought somebody needed to know to be in a gunfight. And then I did them. I readjusted the list in order of importance. Then I taught for 2 days. That's Fighting Pistol. And then the rest that's left over is the Way of the Pistol, which is the 5-day version of the class, which is Fighting Pistol, Advanced Fighting Pistol, and then a low light block, and then a force on force block. The advanced class, what's different about it is, number one, truly advanced. You won't do stuff like what we do in that class anywhere else, I promise you. And there's 0% do-over. And what I mean by that is every single advanced class I've ever been to, if it was a 2-day class, the first day was spent doing stuff from the other class because they said most people don't train and they don't know how to do this. We don't do that. If you show up, like, say, let's say, Bill, you didn't practice any of the stuff from Fighting Pistol, and you show up a year later for advanced,
right.
Right out of the gate, if we saw your weapon handling wasn't up to par, you're gone. Now, we'll be nice to you. We'll refund your money or whatever the case may be, but you can't be in that class. We do not cater to lazy people. We cater to fighters, warriors, defenders of homes and families. And so that's the biggest difference between us and most people, most places. We will send you home at the drop of a hat.
Right.
Now, other than that, Advanced Fighting Pistol is more eclectic. And what I mean is we could almost rearrange the order of the drills and it really wouldn't matter because they don't really connect to one another like Fighting Pistol. And, so it's more eclectic. It's different. And there's a whole lot more individual, like one at a time drills, like towards the end of Fighting Pistol, using cover and concealment and stuff like that.
Right.
There's a whole lot more things that test the individual instead of just being on a firing line.
I like it. I like it. I am definitely going to practice all of the everything I picked up. Matter of fact, I've got a friend of mine who.
Let me stop you. And you can do everything that you were taught in class dry. You don't even have to go to the range to practice. You can have a handful of dummy rounds and practice your draw, your reloads, all that stuff. And dry practice has nothing to do with pressing the trigger. Dry practice is about weapons manipulation. So all your malfunctions, draw, reloads, all the one-handed stuff you did, racking off your belt, all that stuff you can practice for dry, but people don't do it. And they tell me all the time, I'm not even allowed to draw from a holster at my range. I'm like, why are you going to the range to practice drawing your holster? People that get paid to shoot for a living, they talk about fantastic shooters like Jerry Mikulik. I guarantee you that he dry practices Monday through Thursday before he goes to the range on Friday and does that stuff for real. Guarantee you. Dry practices are the most undervalued, high potential thing that people avoid.
Yeah, I have been trying. I have been doing that. I liked the reluctantly reholstering your pistol and the fact that they were advocating the. And I'm sure this is coming from you. Keep your head up while you're reholstering. Keep your head up while you're reholstering, because your whole thing is keep your eyes open and be looking for the fight, and you know.
Listen, looking down has never won a fight. Looking at a holster has never won a fight. So why would I teach people to do that?
Indeed. Indeed. I got it. I get it all. I'm a believer now, James. I've interviewed James Yeager I don't know how many times, but this is the first time I've ever done an informed interview with him.
Right? It's also the first time I've held you to a standard.
Yeah, well. Yeah, right. I'm not going to let the brotherhood down. I'm not going to. When I went out today, I was completely. You would have approved. I have
completely dangerous.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. And at the same time, very reluctant to get involved in anything because you know.
Yep.
So anyway. Having said that, for most people, once they've been to fighting pistol, do they like go to another discipline? Do they want to try fighting rifle or fighting shotgun first, or do they go to?
We have an 85% return rate, so just about everybody that trains with us again.
Right.
And I really try to steer them towards our immediate action medical class and our force-on-force class called the fight. So if fighting pistol was the class, the fight's the test.
Oh, okay. Now, one thing I noticed, do you still teach a pepper spray class?
No, huh?
But you do mention that in the literature that we read, right?
You were given an article about pepper spray that,
right.
that pretty much tells you everything you need to know.
Do you, now, your guys, I don't know how many, I don't know what they carry, I know what they were carrying while they were there, but like, I don't remember the gentleman's name, the one with the silver hair that was really close cropped and everything.
Jerry,
if Jerry's gun didn't run, he was going to cut you, and he probably had another gun on him somewhere, and he had all manner of stuff on him. Your other philosophy is if your gun quits working, you're still in the fight till you have scanned and until you have assessed.
Well, the root word to gunfight is not gun. It's fight.
Fight. Yeah. So I'm thinking I got to find the right holster for my M&P shield, because I'm thinking I'm going to go with a secondary. I already carry a knife. And
if you're going to wear it on your ankle, there's only one option. It's the Galco ankle glove. If you want an inside the waistband holster, NSR Tactical can hook you up with that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be looking at them anyway for the inside the waistband holster. I can feel pretty good outside the waistband, but I'd be a little more comfortable, I think, with inside the waistband as far as moving around.
Listen, fat dudes always want to carry outside the waistband.
I know.
Knock it off.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to evolve rapidly, expeditiously.
Listen, you start losing weight, and that holster is going to fit really nice inside the waistband.
Oh yeah, I know. So it's been an up and down thing, and I think I finally figured out, now that I figured out I had asthma, which, you know, and you said something that was really funny because you were like, well, you know, I've known a lot of people that ignored a lot of stuff. Never known anybody that ignored asthma.
Did a doctor say you had asthma?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you just made that up.
No. Back in, back before the NRA show, before I told you that I would take this class, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready to do the show, and I just had walked through a parking lot, and I was completely out of breath. And it was not due to anything that I had done. There had been no real exertion. I just couldn't breathe. And that day we put the show into rerun, and I went to the doctor, and they looked at my they did all the tests on me, and they came back and told me that I was asthmatic and had probably been asthmatic for 30-some-odd years, and that it probably caused both the heart attacks I've had, and it probably caused the issues I had with my lungs when I had the heart attack. Most people wake up in 16 hours. It took me 56.
Well, here's what I know is that we have a lot of people that are out of shape that have asthma, and they don't have asthma until the hard stuff starts.
Yep. Well, I scared your boy Carson because when I was on the ground doing that cover drill, I went into an asthmatic attack, and I just kept on going. He was like, what are you doing, man? So anyway, we have run out of time. If you are considering taking a class, if you want to learn how to fight with a handgun, this is not going to be precision shooting or target shooting. This is you learning how to fight with a handgun. Tactical Response is the place to go. Check them out, tacticalresponse.com. Look at the full list of classes available to you. Miss Marilyn will take care of you.
They just need fighting pistol.
Fighting pistol. There you go. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.